So we're going to deal with the Sheva Brachot this evening, as we just said. The week of Sheva Brachot, the recitation of the Sheva Brachot, various aspects to do with the Chatan and Kala as well, Mitzvah Simcha, etc., etc. We'll spread this probably over two Shiurim, starting, as I said, this evening, and carrying on Be'ezrat Hashem next week. So I want us to start off with the Gemara in the first Perek of Masechet Ketubot, Daf Zayin Amud Bet, which reads as follows, and it goes on to Chet Amud Aleph, right at the bottom of the page. Tanu Rabbanan Mevarachim Birkat Chatanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva. So Birkat Chatanim, what we would call the Sheva Brachot, that you say with a minyan, there needs to be 10 people present, and it's recited Kol Shiva, the whole week after the marriage. Amar Rav Yehuda said, V'hu sheba'u panim chadashot. That's provided that there are panim chadashot there. Now, the Gemara then goes on to say, "My mafarech, what's the text of the brachot?" And it gives the sheish brachot, gives the six brachot. Notably, of course, the Gemara here is calling it Birkat Chatanim. It's not calling it Sheva Brachot or Sheish Brachot or whatever, but it lists the six brachot through from Yotzer HaAdam through to Asher Bara. So the six brachot, and we add to it to the bracha of Borei Peri HaGafen. Now the Gemara hasn't told us in what context we say these brachot. It just says Mevarachim Birkat Chatanim Basara Kol Shiva. That could mean any number of things, and we'll see in the Rishonim some different possibilities there. It says there need to be panim chadashot, there need to be new appearances there, new people present, but it doesn't tell us what exactly the definition is of that panim chadashot. So we've got some questions that we're going to need to answer. So the Gemara goes through the text of the brachot and brings a machloket, whether it's actually five brachot or six brachot, whether the bracha of Yotzer HaAdam and Asher Yatzar are two separate brachot, or it's enough to have just one bracha. Of course, in practice, we have two brachot. Fine. So we're not so interested for our purposes in the text of the brachot, though it's worth looking at the Rishonim and the Mefarshim on these brachot. Always make for nice drashot under a chuppah or to sheva brachot, but that's a part of practical rabbinics rather than the halachic dimension. Towards the end of the passage that I've highlighted for you, Rav Ashi ikle bei Rav Kahana. So Rav Ashi came to the house of Rav Kahana. Yoma kama barich kulhu. On the first day of the wedding, he said all of these brachot. Mikan ve'ilach, and from that point onwards, iyeka panim chadashot barich kulhu. If there was panim chadashot, then he said all of the brachot. Ve'ilo, and if there weren't, then apushe simcha ba'almahu. Then it's just some sort of, there's extra simcha, but it's not the real McCoy, if you like. Mevarech she'a simcha bimono v'asher bara. So he just said she'a simcha bimono, which is the introduction to Birkat Hamazon, and the bracha, the long bracha of Asher Bara. So this is a little bit different to what we had in the first line of the Gemara, because the first line of the Gemara said, indicated that if there's not panim chadashot, you don't say anything. Whereas Rav Ashi has introduced for us the notion that even if there's not panim chadashot, there's some form of Birkat Chatanim which is recited, a reduced form of Birkat Chatanim. It's not the full thing, and we're still left with our question of what context are these brachot set in, and also what is the definition of panim chadashot. And we're going to see, as we go through the Rishonim, we're going to see in actual fact these issues are interrelated. So I want us to now to look at the Ritva. The Ritva, like a number of Rishonim, takes this apart a bit and starts off by talking about what is this definition of panim chadashot. So it says peirush panim chadashot delo havataman meikara. Seems to be people who were not there initially, people who weren't previously present at the at the wedding. We'll see in exactly what context that means. V'nirein, it would seem, d'chol shelo hayasham b'shat simcha k'shem avarachim birkat chatanim. If they weren't there at the time that birkat chatanim was recited, afal pishenichnas sham b'shat simcha, even though they might have been around at the simcha for some part of it, kamandalo havataman meikara dami. So it's as if they weren't there whatsoever. So according to the Ritva, the definition of, or this first explanation in the Ritva, the definition of panim chadashot is somebody who hasn't yet heard the birkat chatanim, even though they might have participated in some way in the simchat chatan. So in its most, simplest way to explain it might be, a person, he missed the chuppah, didn't come to the chuppah, was, one of these 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon chuppahs that nobody can get to. So wasn't there at the chuppah, managed to drop in at the end of the reception, had a piece of sushi and a piece of strudel, wished his mazel tov, went home, and then was invited to Sheva Brachot on the third night. So even though he's participated somewhat in the Simchat Chatan V'Kalah, or maybe even he went to join in the dancing, after benching, showed up at 11 o'clock at night to join in the dancing a bit. So he'd been Mesameach Chatan V'Kalah, but he hasn't heard the Brachot. That's regarded as being Panim Chadashot. That's the first option in the Ritva. Second, he wasn't, Delo Havataman wasn't there, Meikara, initially. I'm recording this. Yeah, this is being recorded, yeah. Aval Katsatra iti me'avotai shekatvu. But he says, I've seen another explanation as well. Im ba'usham Delo Havutaman Meikara klal. No, they're panim chadashot, if they haven't been there whatsoever. V'lo nichnas sham kol yemei hamishteh, and they haven't appeared at the yemei hamishteh whatsoever. They didn't come in for a bit of dancing, they didn't eat a piece of sushi, whatever it was. Mevarachin shiva brachot, afal pi shelo achal sham achshav. Even though they might not actually be eating now, but they've shown up, they haven't been present at any previous part of the simcha, then you would say Sheva Brachot. Ve'ein nireh ze nachon. He said, I don't think that's correct. Va'achein katvu she'afal pi shoyu sham b'shat k'nisa l'chupah. And there are those who say that in actual fact, even if they'd been there for the chuppah and they'd heard the brachot, if they hadn't been mitstaref in the simcha yet, then they wouldn't. Then they've got a din of sheva brachot. So the two possibilities that we have here in the Ritva is that you're regarded as panim chadashot. Possibility number one is if you haven't yet heard the brachot, even though you've participated in the simcha. And possibility number two is that you're regarded as panim chadashot, even if you've heard the brachot, provided you haven't yet participated in the simcha. So it would seem that from these two possibilities, as presented in the Ritva, is that the goreim for the brachot, the motivator of the brachot, is either the birkat chatanim, i.e. some sort of obligation to hear or recite birkat chatanim, or it's something to do with the simcha. And we'll see this spelt out a little bit more clearly in a little bit. But certainly what the Ritva seems to favour is the first possibility, that you're regarded as panim chadashot if you haven't yet participated in some way in the recitation of the Sheva Brachot. Now the third opinion is really just an extension of the second opinion. That's where he says, it must be that you were there b'shat k'nisa l'chupah, but if you were there b'shat k'nisa l'chupah, you heard the brachot, but the point is you haven't engaged in the simcha. It's an extension of the second opinion. It's an extension of the second opinion. The second opinion was that they weren't there at all. You haven't participated whatsoever in the simcha. Even though you might have been there for the chuppah. They're saying that being there for the chuppah doesn't count as participating in the simcha. Oh, you were there for the chuppah. No, you were there for the chuppah. Got into a couple of the pictures, but you didn't dance with them. You didn't sing. You didn't eat a piece of sushi. Okay. So he's heard the brachot. He can't be referring back to the first opinion because the first opinion says specifically that he hasn't heard the brachot. So this last opinion is talking about a case where he hasn't heard the brachot, but he was there. It's talking about where he has heard the brachot. He was there for the chuppah. He's heard the brachot, but he hasn't participated in any way in the simcha. Just being showing up at a wedding and not hearing the brachot and not participating in the simcha, that's nothing. You haven't shown up for anything. You know, I show up at Kinloss on there, there's a chuppah taking place. That's nothing's happened yet. You know, I go in for the reading of the ketubah, you know, and then go home. I didn't hear any brachot, I didn't do any dancing, and I didn't eat any sushi. You know, that's nothing. That's, I haven't participated in the wedding whatsoever. So I think this has to be an extension of the second opinion. Yeah, because what he heard his Rabosai talking about, or his Avosai talking about, was a case where they were talking specifically about, you know, the point is that he hadn't been involved in any sort of simcha. That's the point. They weren't discussing particularly, you know, whether he's heard the brachot or not heard the brachot. And now the other opinion is just emphasizing that even if you've heard the brachot, right, the ikka there is the simcha. You could be that the second opinion is that, that you haven't heard the brachot, but maybe you were there previously for the simcha. So that's the way I understand it. I understand that maybe some of you read it differently there. Okay, and you'll see also this will fit in with the way other achronim and some, we haven't got the other rishonim on the page, but I think it fits in with them as well. So bear it in mind. Now, so that's dealt or addressed at least the question of the panim chadashot. Now I want to address the Ritva wants to address the question of the context. So he says, "V'ashayamim ein chayav bivracha b'fanim chadashot b'shat suda ela kol shemitasvin sameach et hachatam ve'et hakala bein b'shat achila bein shelo b'shat achila." So he says that this din of saying the sheva brachot has actually got nothing to do with the suda, nothing to do with achila. That's so long as you're getting together to be mesameach chatan v'kala, then you would say the sheva brachot. So you're having, I don't know, a presentation or something like that. You're meeting the chatan and kala at the botanical gardens or something like that to have a tour of the flowers in bloom in honor of the chatan and kala. That would generate a chiyuv of birkat chatanim. He says, "Achenu b'msechet sofrim b'lashon hazeh, v'nagu rabotai loma baboke birkat chatanim alakos basara ubufanim chadashot kol shiva v'chein ba'erev kodem seuda." Okay, so it seems to be kodem seuda. You know, before you sat down, this would solve one of the problems we're going to be discussing later. We'll be discussing later the question of, you go to a wedding and you're expecting benching to be at 10 o'clock and it's 10:45 and you're itching to get away and they still haven't, we'd be benching soon and you want, can I leave before the sheva brachot? So Masechet Sofrim, solve all your problems. Do the Sheva Brachot before the Suda. I don't know how it would help the later rivals. In any event, this is quite radical. We're seeing the notion that the Sheva Brachot can are independent of a Suda. And nothing to do with the Suda. As the Ritva says, Bein Shelo, Bein B'Shat Achila, Bein Shelo B'Shat Achila. However, he says, V'achshav Nagu Shelo Levarech Achag Knisat Chupa Ela B'Shat Simcha Lefi She'ein Anu Mitasvin L'Simcha Ela Suda. So the Ritva says, nowadays, the way that we do it is that in the context of a Suda. That's really the Simcha. Anything else? Yeah, it might be a couple of people dropped round, you know, to wish Mazel Tov to the Chatan and Kala. Nah, that's not real Simcha. Real Simcha is where you have a Suda for that purpose. Then the Ritva goes on to quote the Tosfot. So at the end of this passage in the Ritva, he says as follows: V'Tosos Amruki Shabbat Chashiv Panim Chadashot Kidita B'Midrash Mismor Shel Yom HaShabbat Kevan Shabbat Shabbat Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Panim Chadashot Bau Lekan Imrul Fanav Shira. So we see in a Midrashic context that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Shabbat as being Panim Chadashot, a new aspect, a new dimension of things. And therefore, this is very interesting, because what the Tosfot's doing is taking an agadic notion and giving it a halachic application. In terms of, you know, the Midrash, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling Shabbat Panim Chadashot, that's clearly an agadic notion, and he's giving it a halachic tokef. Now, we saw in the introductory paragraph these two possibilities in the Ritva, that either the Birkat Chatanim, the chiyuv of Birkat Chatanim during the week is generated by a need to hear the brachot, and if a panim chadashot comes and hasn't heard the brachot yet, then they would hear the brachot at the suda. Or we said it's something to do with the simcha. So this, it's interesting, because the Ritva preferred the first option, that the motivator or the generator for Birkat Chatanim is somebody who hasn't yet heard the Birkat Chatanim. That's the definition of Panim Chadashot. Somebody who hasn't yet heard Birkat Chatanim. This Tosfot is obviously going according to the other opinion, because I can say Panim Chadashot is a person who hasn't heard Birkat Chatanim. So they need to hear Birkat Chatanim. I can't say that about Shabbat, that, oh, Shabbat has got to hear Birkat Chatanim. So therefore, this Tosfot must be understanding that the generator of the Chiyuv of Sheva Brachot is more the dimension of Simcha rather than the Chiyuv of hearing Birkat Chatanim. And that also works in, just a moment, that also works with the latter part of the Tosfot. Od katwa Tosfot, she'en karui panim chadashot, ela k'sheba adam chashuv l'sham. Panim chadashot is only when a choshev a person shows up. De lo havataman meikara, who wasn't previously there, she'ra'ui laharbot simcha bishvilo, where we are increasing the simcha because of that person's presence. So again, this is clearly to do with the simcha aspect rather than the chiyuv in the brachot aspect. If it was a chiyuv in the brachot, then it would make no difference whether we're talking here about a chashuv person or a non-chashuv person. A non-chashuv person's also got a chiyuv in the brachot. So it's clear that Tosfot is focusing on the simcha dimension. And Lamaisa, this is a very interesting shaila. Because sometimes, you know, I've been at Sheva Brachot, I mean, many years ago, you know, sort of in my Bochrish days when my friends were getting married, suddenly you'd have a Sheva Brachot somewhere, and one or two people hadn't shown up. So you're short of a minion. You've only got 8 or 9 people, and you're short of a minion, or you've got your minion, but your panim chadashot didn't show up. that somebody was coming as Panim Chadashot. They didn't show up. So everybody else there was at the wedding. They've participated already. So you go and knock on a neighbour's door and say, you know, can you join us for dessert and benching? We're making a Shev Brachot. So he, you know, pulls himself up from his armchair in front of the telly. You know, he's wearing his string vest and his shorts and his Crocs. And he, you know, comes in at having his television programme interrupted and eats dessert and joins you for benching. So Panim Chadashot, if we take the first interpretation, so that'll work. He hasn't yet been yotzei with these brachot. It can work for him. But if it's got to be somebody that's increasing the simcha, you know, this is the neighbor from across the road who the host hasn't spoken to for 3 years because they had a row about somebody leaving the rubbish out on the landing. You know, that's hardly increasing the simcha. So, you know, according to this, I would say there's even a safek there of bracha levatala. Just the last line in the Ritva also bears consideration, because it wouldn't necessarily be obvious if the Ritva hadn't said it. V'ishalav bat hachihi. So a woman doesn't count as panim chadashot. Af hapishi chashuva. Even though she might be the type of woman who leans at lel haseder. She'im panim chadashot elamishu ra'ui limnot ba'asara shebikat chatanim. Now this is... This isn't what the Tosfot says. Tosfot doesn't say this point. This is the Ritva, and this will fit with the Ritva l'shitato. The Ritva holds that the generator for the chiyuv of Birkat Chatanim is needing to be yotze with the brachot, needing to hear the brachot. So a woman, seeing as she can't count towards the minyan asara, so... suggesting that she hasn't got an obligation to hear the brachot, and therefore she wouldn't count as the panim chadashot. We'll come to that later on. I've got that on the question of women reciting Shev Brachot. We'll see later on. But it would seem that according to the Ritva that. That is probably problematic according to the Ritva, though again not necessarily. So when we get to that, we'll refer back to it. Let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam is very important from two perspectives. Number one is where the Rambam puts these halachot. The Rambam puts these halachot in Perek Bet of Hilchot Brachot. Perek Bet of Hilchot Brachot is dealing with Birkat Hamazon. He's dealing with the Nusuch of Birkat HaMazon and additions that one makes to Birkat HaMazon. And he tells us that Bevei Chatanim Evarachim Birkat Chatanim Achab Arba Brachot Eilu B'chol Suda Suda Shochlim Sham. Right, so the Rambam is telling us, very much not like Masechet Sofrim, but the Rambam is saying that this is Davka, part and parcel, it's a Chiyuv to do with Birkat HaMazon. It's an extension of Birkat HaMazon, as it were. It goes, it's tacked on to the end of Birkat HaMazon. Whereas, you know, previously we'd seen the notion that, it doesn't need, you know, we do say it as part of a Suda, but in theory, you know, it doesn't need to be like that. And the Ritva was saying the reason why we're so strict about it and only doing it in part of a Suda is because really the context is a context of Simcha, and it's just not it's not clear to us what is normally regarded as a context of Simcha, and therefore, you know, you've really got Simcha when you've got a Suda. But not that the Suda is integral to it. A Suda is just a manifestation of Simcha. Whereas the Rambam seems to be saying that the Suda is integral to it, and doesn't seem to entertain the possibility that it could be independent of the Suda. So it might well be, of course, that the Rambam, you know, is holding that maybe he holds also it's a din of Simcha, but you know. There's Meikaron, there's no such thing as Simcha without a Suda. Or he holds that this is the way they were taking. They were taking these brachot not to be said in a vacuum, but to be said as part of a Suda. Now let's look at Halacha Yud. So brachas u'shem osifim ve'chatanim hi brachach ronam mishev brachot shel nisuin ba'me dvarim amurim b'shayu ochlim heim sh'amdu b'birkat nisuin sh'amu ha'brachot. Right, so if you've already heard the brachot, so then you only say the last bracha. Aval im hayu ochlin acherim shelo sh'amu b'birkat nisuin b'shat nisuin mevarachin b'shvilam acha b'birkat mazon sheva brachot k'derech she'mevarachin b'shat nisuin. So, the definition of the panim chadashot, according to the Rambam, is somebody who hasn't previously heard somebody who hasn't previously heard the brachot. That's the that's the definition of panim chadashot, which means that the Rambam is holding like the Ritva, okay? So the Ritva is, just like the Ritva, preferred the opinion that the motivator for the brachot is the necessity to hear the Sheva brachot. And the Rambam's also saying that if you've already heard them, you heard them b'shat chupa, then you wouldn't be regarded as panim chadashot. And I'm just thinking it through now as we go through this, but now looking back at this last line in the first paragraph of the Ritva that a few of you picked me up on, it could be that the Ritva, that line is actually referring back to that shita. So, v'achen katz v'sha'afal pishayusham b'shat k'nisa l'chupa, maybe this is working with the first opinion. I'm just thinking. Maybe it's working with the first opinion, where the Ritva said that Shalom Hashem B'Shat Simcha K'Shem Mevarachim Birkat Chatanim. And some say Afal Pishayusham B'Shat K'Nisal Chupa. Even though you've heard it already B'Shat K'Nisal Chupa, that's still you've still got a chiyuv, and that will fit in with what we see in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's certainly not a third opinion in the Ritva. Certainly not a third opinion in the Ritva. The question is that being superimposed on the first opinion, or is it being superimposed on the second opinion? I was very convinced it was being superimposed on the second opinion, where the Ritva was saying that there's a chiyuv. The Ritva was rejecting it, but it was the avotai of the Ritva, that there's a chiyuv if you haven't yet participated in the simcha, even if you were there b'shat k'nisal chupa. But it might be that it could be superimposed as an option to the first one. The first one being that you haven't heard b'kat chatanim at the simcha, even though you heard it at the chupa. Okay, tzarech iyun, how to place that in the Ritva. In any event, what we're left with is certainly that the Rambam holds that it's a chiyuv in the brachot rather than really the generator being the simcha. In terms of the definition of panim chadashot, is a person who hasn't yet heard the brachot. Now, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, explains this machloket between the two opinions in the Ritva, or if you like, you know, we can say the Ritva and the Rambam versus the Tosfot, as being exactly a question: what is our generator of the chiyuv of these shev brachot? And he sums it up very nicely. Look what he says in Sif Kaf Dalet, Sim Samach Bet Sif Kaf Dalet. He says the kachu ikar ha'inyan nedat haRambam zal. What's the, remember, the Rambam says it's all to do with brachot. Yinei brachot elu, heim levarech et hazug sheyatzlichu. Okay, the personus of Sheva brachot is it's a bracha, it's a tefillah, if you like, a bracha for the success of the couple. V'derech ha'gav notim bracha lichvot ha'am ha'nes ha'fim l'azgav ha'kuban yushalayim, k'mo shekatzavnu. And we also include other themes in it as well. V'achiyuv hazeh mutal al kol ish Yisrael, k'sheba lehanot levet chatmut, azug, levaracham bisman simchatam b'shivat yimei ha-mishteh. Anybody who engages with a chatan and kala during the 7 days of the mishteh has to give them this bracha. That's a chiyuv that you've got. Once you engage with a chatan and kala during the shivat yimei ha-mishteh, we're not talking about you bump into them in Tesco, but you have some simcha dika engagement with them, you have a chiyuv to give them this bracha. V'achad ha-mavarech, v'achirim ha-shom'im, v'anin amein, hava ki'ilu kol ha-amidim baruch et ha-chatan v'akala. So you can do this through shomer ka'oneh. One person can say the bracha and everybody else will answer amein. V'kevan she-biruchum pa-machat, yatsu yidei chobatam. And if you've already done this, then you've been yotzei. V'lachen k'shish panim chadashot she-lo shamu adayin ha-brachot. So then, if you've got panim chadashot who haven't yet heard these brachot, i.e. they haven't, hare lo beruchu adayin et azug, they haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of giving this bracha to the couple, mechayvim levaracham, and they have to participate in this bracha, v'lachin omeit ha-mevarit mevaracham, v'hayim shomim v'onin amein v'yetzvi dechotatam. So therefore, somebody says the sheva brachot. That's the way that you do it, because there's a chiyuv of saying these brachot. Sorry, Yisrael. Yeah, it's like any, because it's like any birkat ha-mitzvah. It's got any birkat ha-mitzvah. It's afa b'sheyatza motzi. So it's not that he's not chayv. That's what you couldn't have a woman say these brachot for you. If we say, no, understand that. What I'm saying is, according to those that say you couldn't have, if we accept the contention that a woman's not got a chiyuv in these brachot, then you couldn't have a woman say them for you. But a man, even though he's been yotzei with it, is because it's a mitzvah, exactly. It's no different to kiddush. Afa b'she yatsa motzi. Possibly. Let's bear that in mind. Let's keep it on. Not necessarily, because it could be like the because the Ritva said what generates the chiyuv of birkat chatanim, for any individual is misha ra'ulim not basarasha birkat chatanim. So it might be that you've only got a chiyuv. It might be the Aruch HaShulchan agrees with that. That seeing as he doesn't address it, but It could be that seeing as you can't count in the minyan asara, so then it can't be that you've got a chiyuv. No, because he could still say that Chazal couldn't impose a chiyuv on a person who can't be part of it. Yeah, it's as simple as that. You can't impose a chiyuv on a person who can't be part of it. I mean, it's a similar similar discussion to do with does a woman have a chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur? So the common response is, of course not. Now, it's not so posh to me, of course not. Why shouldn't a woman have a chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur? But it would seem that seeing as a woman can't make up the tzibur, so she hasn't got a chiyuv of doing it b'tzibur. So same here, that seeing as that a woman hasn't got a can't constitute the quorum necessary for birkat chatanim, then she might not have an obligation in birkat chatanim. Well, I don't know about everybody, but certainly in the Rambam says that. No, he says elsewhere He says elsewhere, I'll find the Rambam. But the Rambam says, you know, the Rambam's only talking about who can say it. So we're getting distracted. We'll come back for full examination of the role of women. Let's look in the next paragraph in the Aruch HaShulchan, okay, which is reflecting the Shita of the Tosfot. It's appropriate that every day, it's not that any individual has a chiyuv to say this bracha, it's rather that the chatan and kala are deserving, if you like, of this bracha. Okay, so he said, according to the Tosfot, it's very, very clearly an issue of Simcha Yetera, that the Simcha of the Chatan and Kala is being enhanced or increased by the presence of this person, which is why the Panim Chadashot, you know, that fits in very well with the Tosfot. The Panim Chadashot has to be somebody, an Adam Chashuv. You know, you just pull out a kid from the street, even if he's over bar mitzvah, you know, but he's playing football in a gutter and nobody knows who he is. That's not necessarily Panim Chadashot. If you've got a very, you know, Chatan and Kala with very good midot, they might be delighted to see this poor boy brought to the table, joining in their simcha. They want to share their simcha with everybody. He's getting a lovely meal. And maybe that will increase their simcha. But normatively that wouldn't. Okay, let's now look at the Shulchan Aruch. Bear with me just momentarily. Just want to look in the Rambam. Okay, so let's open Shulchan Aruch. We've got not that much time left, but let's get started. Siman Samach Bet, and we'll start at Seif Dalet. So let me open my Shulchan Aruch. Simon Samach Bet. No, in Even Ha'ezer. That's Simon Samach Bet in Even Ha'ezer. We've been in Even Ha'ezer the whole way through here in Hilchot Nisuin. Yeah. So the Rambam in Hilchot Ishut, Perek Yud Halacha Hay, talking about Birkat Chatanim, he says, "Ve'ema varachim Birkat Chatanim ela ba'asara gedolim uvnei chorin." So that's Mufurish in the Rambam. That's in Ishut Perek Yud Halacha Hay, that it needs to be asara gedolim uvnei chorin. So the Rambam also wouldn't count women as part of that minyan asara. Correct. But correct. We'll come to that. We'll deal with that in its own right. But the point that I was making is that if we follow the logic of the Ritva, then, you know, we don't know what the Aruch HaShulchan is holding. You know, it'll depend what he'll hold about that. But it seems that the late Manda Palig, that the Asara needs to be Gedolim of Nechorim. Okay, let's look at Siman Samach Bet, Seif Dalet. Eim avarachim b'katanim el avasara gedolim uvnei chorin. Exactly the Lashon of the Rambam. And that's how we paskin. And I'm not aware that anybody disagrees. It's a Mishnah Mefureshet. Shame my ignorance. Mishnah Mefureshet in Megillah. At the end of the second Ein Omrin, the Mishnah Mefureshet in Megillah. Let's just find it. The Mishnah, Ein Parsin Et Shema, Ein Omrin Birkat Avelim, V'tan Chumei Avelim, U'Virkat Chatanim, Papachot Me'asara. So we didn't need to look in the Rambam for that. It's the Mishnah Mefureshet that you need a minyan for the Shefer Brachot. Okay. So whichever the context is that you're saying it, you need a minyan. If you're only going to be saying Asher Bara, so in a case where you say haven't got panim chadashot, then you don't need minyan asara, and we call makom giman ba'inan. But you do need three. So therefore, either there are two scenarios where you might say just the bracha of Asher Bara. And when we say just the bracha of Asher Bara, there's also the bracha on the kos, but that's not specifically related to the sheva brachot. That's your benching, the kos is on benching as well. So Simon Samach Bet Seif Dalad in the Shulchan Aruch. No, it's not on the sheet. It's not on the sheet. I said that. Make sure you've got Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so two scenarios when you would just say Asher Bara. Either that you haven't got Panim Chadashot. You made this big Shefa Brachot. There are 100 people there, but everybody had already been at the wedding dinner. Or the one person you'd invited for Panim Chadashot hadn't shown up. So no, okay, you'll just say Asher Bara. Or that you've got Panim Chadashot, but you haven't got a minion there. So fine. Okay, also you'll just say Asher Bara. You wouldn't say all of the Sheva Brachot. If you look in the Pitchei Tshuva, Sif Katan Chet raises an interesting question. It's a bit small, but he says, "For I am b'sefer zachol Avraham shekazav yeshel ein iba inan hane asara sheyochlu kulam or sheitzarfun lepachot lezimun kedin zimun b'vikat amazon." So, do you need all these 10 people to have washed and be eating? Or maybe you don't need that, but maybe at least you need them to have eaten something so that it can respond to Birkat Hamazon and make up the mezuman. So Dilma Davke Birkat Hamazon Ba'inam Siruf Dim Lo Kein Eich Yotziu Shekem Ipihem Lo Ma Baruch She'achalnu Mash Ein Kein Birkat Chatanim Yish Lo Ma Dekol Shein Bo Oto Bayit Shapi Yuchlu Varech Birkat Chatanim. So do you need everybody present to be eating or not? He said it might be just a din in Birkat Hamazon that you can only bench with the mezuman b'shem if everybody's able to say Baruch She'achalnu. If they can't say Baruch She'achalnu, then they can't be part of it. So he says Ve'vi b'shem chacham echad she'da'ato noted de lo ba'inan she'yochlu kol asara aval rov miha ba'inan. You need a rov. You need six of the people to have eaten. What's certainly brought down is also that you don't need to, the people saying the Shefa Brachot don't need to have washed and don't need to have eaten either. So long as some of the people there have eaten. So it can sometimes happen you get invited to a Shefa Brachot. So you're not able to go for the whole evening. And I'll show up, I've got a shear or whatever. I'll show up at 10 o'clock. You come, and it's dessert time. They offer you dessert. You're trying to lose weight, so you don't have dessert. Comes to benching, and they pass the cost to you. So you didn't eat anything, and you, do they want you to say one of the Sheva Brachot? So it would seem that that's going to be permissible. Brought down in the post game, I feel English Lakum Club, Sudak Khatam Khala, the Kala, Yucholim Lavaripika Khatanim, the name of the Chazon Ish. Right. So you don't need to eat there to be able to say the Sheva Brachot, but you do need at least six people have been eating. Let's go on Sif Hay. Mevarachim b'katanim v'katanim achar b'katan mazon b'chol suda suda shochlin sham. V'ayim mevarachim bracha zu lo avadim v'lo katanim. So we'll address that again in due course. Ad kama mevarachim bracha zu. So this is a sugya a little bit earlier on in the Gemara that we didn't see, but very very important. Ad kama mevarachim bracha zu. So how long do we say a birkat chatanim for? Does it go on? Forever? So the Gemara says, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens: Im haya almon shenasa almana. So both parties have been previously married. Mevarachin otah biyom rishon bilvad. Then you only say the birkat chatanim on the first day, the day of the wedding. And then there's a machloket in the poskim, whether you say it at all the sudot or just the first suda. The maisa we paskin, just the first suda. So couple get remarried. It's there's a widow marrying a widower, and they get married. They have a lunchtime wedding in the summer, and they follow it by a wedding lunch. And then in the evening, they have another get together with another group of friends. They go out to a restaurant together. And they also have a meal together to celebrate. You wouldn't say Sheva Brachot at the second Suda. That's what the Achronim say. V'im b'achor shenasa almana or almon shenasa betula. If it was a first marriage for either of them, mevarachin otah kol shivat yimei hamishteh. So you say it all of the shivat yimei hamishteh, all 7 days. When do you count the Sheva Brachot from? You count the Sheva Brachot, the days of the Sheva Brachot, you count it from the day. Here it says, Matchilim Yad Lachar Zayin Brachot Sheberich Barishona. So the language is a little bit ambiguous, but the Achronim all say that it means that the day of the wedding is the first day. And that's what we know. A person gets married, Sunday lunchtime, then the Sheva Brachot end on the Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, when Shabbat goes out. There is a day, which is rejected, Lahalacha. There is a day that you count may eat late. So if you get married at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, then the following Sunday lunchtime, you could still have Sheva Brachot but we don't paskin that way. Now, in Sif Katan Tet, in the Pitchei Tshuva, there's a very interesting discussion. Brings down a very interesting machloket between the Noda Bihuda and the Chatam Sofer. So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was Almon Shenas Almana. This is Lashon of the Gemara as well. So it's a second marriage for both the parties. There's no difference for our purposes between an Almon and a Garush. Okay, the point is both parties have been previously married. What if they haven't been previously married, but they have previously been intimate, either with each other or with other people? And this is not uncommon phenomena nowadays. Sometimes, to give it its most acceptable context, sometimes you've got a non-frum couple, they get married, and they've got frum relatives, and the frum relatives want to make Sheva Brachot for them, the day after the wedding. They're not getting married on the Sunday, they're not going off on honeymoon till Tuesday. And the frum siblings want to make a Sheva Brachot for them on the Monday night. The couple have been living together already for 2 years. Is it proper to make Sheva Brachot? So this is a machloket between the Noda Bihuda and the Chatam Sofer. Essentially, the question being whether the Goreim for the Sheva Brachot is the Simcha of being married, which they didn't previously have, or was it the Simchat Bia? Was it the Simcha of now experiencing marital intimacy? And that's a machloket between the Notav Yehuda and the Chatam Sofer. It seems the minhag is to tend to be lenient about it, but I think one shouldn't necessarily rush to make Sheva Brachot for, you know, people have definitely been living together, you know, for a while. If they've been living together already, so then that might be different to be, you know, Noef Noefet, or, you know, Bulat Atzmo, or something like that. Whereas they've been living together already, again, then you've got the question, you know, is this, you know, yeah, they've got the simcha of married life together, they haven't got the simcha of kosher married life together. But it's worth flagging up that, you know, according to the Chatam Sofer, this would be a real problem of bracha levatala, sheva brachot levatalot, in actual fact. Let's just look at, let's go a little bit further. We've got another 5 minutes, I think. Bracha zushim osifim bevek chatanim, hi bracha chronam izayim brachot, shi bekat asher bara. So you add the bracha of asher bara, v'yishorim da'af asher bara im varech kol zayim, elak shem zamnin acherim. Avalim ochel im b'nei beito ein mevarechin, v'chein noagin. So the Rama says, even though we said that, you know, if you haven't got panim chadashot, you say the one bracha, nevertheless, you know, that's not, if you're just, you know, in the family context, you know, the chatan and kala, you know, having breakfast with her parents and her brother, so that's not, you know, they're just, you know, having regular breakfast, egg on toast or whatever it is, so then, you know, you wouldn't say even asher bar. There needs to be some dimension of simcha. By medvarim amarim hayu aklim Hain sha'amdu bevirkat ha'nisuin v'shamu ha'brachot. Avinam ayu ochlim acherim v'lo shamu birkat nisuin v'shat nisuin mevarakim mishilam achar birkat ha'mazon zayim brachot derech shem varakim v'shat nisuin v'hu sheyu yud v'chatam in han minyan. So that's the shita of the Rambam. The first shita here in the Shulchan Aruch is the shita of the Rambam. If you've already heard the Sheva Brachot, even at the Chuppah, then you don't, then you can't count as panim chadashot. V'yesh omrim, but there's a second opinion. This is the opinion of the Tosfot. Sha'afilu ha'yu b'shat ha'chupa v'shamu ha'brachot, im lo achlu sham ad ata, mikrei panim chadashot u'mubarakim b'shvilam, zayin brachot acha b'kat ha'mazon, v'chein pashat ha'minhag. So the second opinion is that even if you were there b'shat ha'chupa and you've heard the brachot, nevertheless, you haven't yet eaten at this suda with them. So therefore, it's not panim chadashot. And the Rama adds, "Yeshorim yomayu sham panim chadashot." Afal pishein ochlim sham mevarich bishvilam laila vayom. So the Rama says that, yeah, even if you the panim chadashot aren't necessarily eating, so long as they are there, then you would say the Birkat Katanim. If you look in the Chelkat Mechokek at the side, Siv Katan Yud Aleph, the Chelkat Mechokek says, Mikol Makom Nireshit Tzarech Yubnei HaChupa Smeichim Al Biyato Sham. V'af Shelo Harbu Bishvilam, Mikol Makom Ra'u La'abot Bishvilam. So he says that, you know, again, these extra people have shown up. You know, they might not be eating there, but at least they've got to have some shaychus to the chatan and kala. They've got to be, oh, the chatan and kala, oh, pleased to see you. Oh, you don't want to eat something? You're fleishik? No, you won't even have dessert? You're on the dessert diet? Okay, fine. You know, still, you know, they'll just have a glass of Diet Coke. You know, that's good enough. They don't actually need to have the Diet Coke either. So that's important how we're paskening. We're paskening like the Tosfot rather than like the Rambam. Even if you were present at the Chuppah, doesn't matter seeing as your presence now is going to be marbe simcha for the chatan and kala, therefore there's a din of panim chadashot. The Pidchei Tshuva in Sivkatan Yudalad raises the question of whether you need panim chadashot in the plural, or just one pan chadash, as it were, is sufficient, and says that no, panim chadashot is just one, and that will fit in certainly with the way that we've learnt the sugya. Either way, but certainly if you say like the Rambam that it needs to be, you know, a person's got a chiyuv of being mevarech the chatan and kala, then don't make a difference whether it's one person or two people. But yeter al kain, even if you say it's to do with simcha, then yeah, certainly fits that, you know, one person, you know, chatan and kala are pleased to see. So then you would say birkat chatanim. Yeah. You're right. But you're right. I mean, panim shouldn't necessarily, you know, suggest to us that that a person has panim. You know, nobody has a pan. Yeah. Because of this lashon, there are some who do say that it needs to be two. But that does seem to be. That does seem to be rejected. Just a moment. I have a feeling that I can't find it now. Where do I put my safe? Okay, I have a feeling brought down as minhag of Sfardim, perhaps some Sfardim and makpid that it should be davka panim chadashot, that it should davka two. Bear with me momentarily. I can't see off the top of my head who says it, but it's saw it brought down. So there is such a possibility, but it's rejected by the Achronim. Okay, so we've still got quite a number of points to discuss, and Be'ezrat Hashem will deal with them next week. Okay.